Nudity in the cloud. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FBI is now trying to figure out who hacked those nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and other celebrities. But nude celebrity photos themselves are nothing new. What's new is that this time, the photos were not deliberately uploaded or even emailed. They were simply stored exactly as the late Steve Jobs intended.
We're going to move the digital hub, the center of your digital life, into the cloud.
Which, as any computer security expert will tell you, does have its downside.
Before the cloud, if somebody guessed your password, they'd have to go steal your laptop or your phone in order to get access to your data. Now, they can be anywhere in the world and use that password and take your data.
And if you're a typical iPhone user, your data is being uploaded automatically, even though you're not emailing it, Instagramming it, tweeting it, or Facebooking it, making everything you presume to be private potentially hackable by peeping Toms anywhere in the world. Be grateful they didn't hack into the phone itself and turn on the camera remotely, which we also know is technically feasible. But fortunately, it's easy to protect yourself. Just do what I do. When you're arranging a naked selfie session, use an old-school Polaroid. You can buy them at thrift shops. Sometimes there's still a 20-year-old film pack in the camera. Also, put duct tape over your phone's camera, and when you take the naked selfie, leave it there. Of course, the best way to protect yourself, don't become famous. Because then nobody cares what you look like naked. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.